Leading the news, the country's big media players will spell out their views on the government's planned media reforms at a Senate inquiry today. The government is struggling to get the numbers to pass the changes. Independent MP Rob Oakeshott says they're unlikely to get through Parliament this week unless there is some form of compromise. Support for Federal Labor has barely moved in the latest Fairfax Nielsen poll. Labor's primary vote is on 31%. That's up just 1%. Julia Gillard trails Tony Abbott as preferred Prime Minister, 43-49. Pope Francis has delivered his first Sunday prayer and blessing at the Vatican. Up to 300,000 people packed St. Peter's Square to hear the new Pope. He thanked well-wishers and asked them to pray for him. Earlier, he celebrated his first Sunday Mass as Pope in the Vatican's small parish church. A new report says the federal government is paying way too much for prescription drugs. The report by the Grattan Institute says the pharmaceutical benefits scheme is wasting more than $1.3 billion a year. It says an independent body should be appointed to determine pricing. Police in India say five men have confessed to gang raping a Swiss woman. She was camping with her husband in a village in central India when they were attacked. The men overpowered the husband before raping the woman and robbing them.